open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Open MicLab 2 guest DJs for a total of 0 hours, 35 minutes, and 25 seconds.
Welcome to the SDF conference.
Hello and welcome.
This is SDF Open VoIP. To join the conversation,
please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Also, creating modules are really fun. Learning modular through VCV Write also teaches you a lot about music. I mean about sound creating, maybe not music that much. Like pure data teaches you a lot about sound generation, which could be used later in all your synthesis learning.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
I like that photo. I should use Octane from Amiga 1200 on that one.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Or maybe the beeping speaker from the Trez 80.
HRM, I've never used a system that old before. Oldest is an Apple II, that was in school. Oldest I've owned is one that did 3.1 Windows, but I don't have that anymore.
This time that is just with 95.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
I keep an Apple II on my desk just in case I need to forget how far we've come.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Jeff has a Tamagotchi instead.
Tamagotchi. We are trying to add coupon code to front end of website and having fun with many bugs.
I only use WooCommerce and Shopify nowadays.
WooCommerce seems good. I almost set that up for a project with a friend.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
At work, we have this monster customized pile of crap we use.
How important do you think a MIDI controller is if you're starting with software sets? Not sure if we should get one. There are software controllers that just use your regular keyboard.
Yeah, shopping cart is a pain. I've coded one in the past with JavaScript and PHP. It works fine until the public start using it in 1,000 different ways.
It depends on your desired way of composing. Some people just put in notes with the mouse, etc. But as someone who likes to play keys, for me it's important.
Yeah, there is so much to learn, that not using a MIDI controller might be a good way to start.
Thankfully, we don't really manage any websites, but in my boss's mind, online store equals WordPress.
If you're just starting, I wouldn't say it's crucial.
Feel the limitation of a mouse and keyboard, then you'll know what you want or not a controller.
Also, it's nice to have some methods without the keyboard, like if you are in a coffee shop, you still have a comfortable mental way of working.
And if you're using pure data with some sequencer, then you barely need a MIDI controller.
Lokiho Atri has left an radio.
I also don't know how to play the keyboard, so I'd hate to learn two things at once.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Exactly. Learning keyboard is a whole other pair of reality. I see a lot of modular synth performance without a keyboard.
Tobat Otaku has left an unradio to remail.
Yay, playing is one, using synth stuff on the computer is one, then figuring out how to use keyboard with computer is third.
Yeah, I'd even add, creating a sound is one thing too. That's why I like to use Pure Data as a starting to learning making electronic sound tool.
Tobat Otaku has joined an unradio.
I started long ago, and at the time everything was really confusing, and took me quite some time to have any sense of what I was doing.
Super basic, single voice sine wave plus harmonics, synth going in Pure Data. Then added a tech and release. Not too interesting to lead into yet though, just barely scratching the surface. Then I went on a completely different direction with randomized sequencers in the ST Instrument 60.
Yeah, it takes a while. I really started with processing myself, coding some sound and making little noise machine. Then got Tenarion, a few more toy, did a bit of electronic soldering tools and noise machine, more synth, Pure Data, Super Collider, finally ended up with a few hardware synth.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
I played the piano, and had a Casio SK1, then some other consumer-type keyboards, one finally with MIDI and started using Cakewalk on Win 3.1 or 95.
Yeah, it's good to play around. Try to stick to one tool for a while to see how far you can get it. I find sometimes the overload of the ST create option paralysis. Nice.
Cakewalk.
Yes, so many VST instruments come with a huge selection of patches too. I bought Cakewalk at the music store and it came on floppies, lol.
Anyone else feels like two-step authentication is a total invasion of privacy?
Yes, too far seems stupid sometimes. What if someone grabs my phone for a moment? Plus now all these stupid services have my phone number.
You mean SMS off? Sometimes yes. Wait, I hate when you are sending out the numbers provided for 2 hours.
Yeah, and also this, let's make sure we know where you are twice, from your computer and your phone.
SMS off is a joke security device. Any tiny bit man who should be using TOTP, whereas where you have the offline authenticator app, it is much more secure because SIM sloppy is trivial.
As you can spoof your IP, but can spoof your cell phone location, or at least not as easily.
Thanks, it's in our never got time memo.
I want passwordless SSH copy and type of web logging platform.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Yay, SSH keys seem to work fine and don't require all this willy-nillery.
Yeah, and then your password manager becomes your main vector of attack, which I find annoying. And then people don't know any of their passwords, cause you know password manager generated a degenerating long password. I don't tech support for the community sometime. S don't do G.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Thirty-one listeners with a daily peak of 37 and 66 peak for the month.
Something is always going to be the weakest link. The access has probably gone to your email account, not your password manager in most cases. Also, I mean a PW manager like Keepa6C, not a commercial cloud hosted one.
For sure, I use Buttercup but create my own password which I can remember most of them.
X1 at Pharaohs has joined in and radio from lobby.
Thank you for listening to Open VoIP.